Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an important time coming up for a lot of businesses and also homeowners with the energy shift here in New York State as of January. And today you're hosting an event here in Amherst. I mean, just talk about this event and what's the intended purpose of today.
Yeah, today's event really is to let the businesses know where they feel like they have no control, remind them where they do have control. And as we know, energy costs are rising and there's no end in sight. So that makes you feel a little bit bad. You know, you'll feel like, what am I going to do about it? And what I want to do is give those tips, that advice to say what you can do about it. But the time is right now. Now is the time to start doing it. Not only because you can start saving on your consumption, but there's incredible amounts of incentives and tax breaks that expire at the end of this year. So today is about taking advantage of those while you plan for a longer term energy cost reduction.
In the conversations you've already had before today, what have been some of the overlying messages from some of these businesses and their concerns or what they've been asking you?
Some of the things that they're asking is, you know, when will this end, right? There's been a forecast that's going to go up 20%. Electricity costs will go up 20% in the next 3 or 4 years. So the questions come to us and say, all right, NOCO, when do you think this is going to stop? And at the moment, we have no reason to believe that it will. And that's a really bad feeling. You feel awful about that. So I try to shift and say, well, there are things you can do if the cost of electricity and the unknowns is making you anxious and it's unsustainable as your business. Think about those things that take you away from that dependency, whether it's solar or geothermal, or maybe, you know, have an energy advisor work through fixed rate versus variable rate pricing so you can take advantage of those opportunities and lower your cost and lower your consumption.
Now, there's obviously with the switchover coming up here before at the start of the new year coming up in January, I think there's been a lot of questions whether or not New York is ready for that switchover to the all electric push and kind of straying away from the natural gas. Do you feel that New York State is ready?
I don't. And if you think about why I don't think we're ready, is there's been a significant push to retire the fossil fuel energy plants. So 50% of all of energy is created from fossil fuels, and we've eliminated about 5,200 megawatts worth of energy that was created from fossil fuel plants since 2019. So you've taken the supply down, and you've only replaced it with half, whether that's wind and solar. We're not ready as a state for nuclear to kind of take the next level. You know, that was announced, I think it's 2040, when they think that plant will go live in Western New York, which is great. But at this moment, we've taken the supply down. The demand, as you know, like in January with the All Electric Building Act, is higher. So when you have supply going down and demand going up, prices go up. And if there was another layer to this and we said, but don't worry, at this date, this is going to come, we would feel better. We don't have that fourth layer where we say it's all going to be over at this point.
So you've got the meeting here with a bunch of local businesses in Western New York. What's your message for the rest of Western New York, the rest of the community that is concerned about?
Yeah, there's the community at large, you know, homeowners are in the exact same boat. And this is about a business forum today, but homeowners should do the same thing. Think about where you can reduce your consumption. And that's really through simple things like high efficiency furnaces. You may not think that you can actually make a significant impact, but if you replace a 15-year-old furnace with a high efficiency furnace, you're going to reduce your energy consumption by about 15%, and that translates to real money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.